In his confusion he saw, beyond the lamplight, a human skull, a green face with black spots. A full skeleton stepped into the light, a hand rising through the dark to lift away the death mask, to reveal the altogether less frightening face of a teenage girl. A face wreathed in smiles. Bright, shining blue eyes, and peals of laughter rising in the night air. It was a face he knew, but it took a moment for him to realize that it was Alain Serva's daughter, Oannès. Her sister stepped into the light, the owner of the witch's green face, then Alain and Elizabeth in laurel and hardy outfits, bowler hats above whitened faces. Alain was padded out to make him fatter, a small black moustache painted on his upper lip. All four were almost helpless with laughter. Alain reached out a hand to help him up.
"What in God's name are you doing, man?"
Enzo, it seemed, had run straight into the rotting remains of a hammock strung between two trees. Elizabeth started to help him disentangle himself, while the girls continued to giggle. Enzo's initial relief gave way to irritation.
"I might ask you what you're doing following folk in the dark?"
Alain laughed.
"It's Halloween, Monsieur MacLeod. We're out guising."
Elizabeth said, "I'm so sorry, we didn't mean to scare you. We always take the girls out guising at Halloween. We were on our way home when we saw you leaving La Triskel, and thought you might like to come in for a drink."
"But you're an elusive man, monsieur, ducking into dark alleys and hiding in gardens."
Alain chuckled, still amused by the Scotsman's unusual behaviour. Enzo tried to regain a little of his dignity, brushing away the slime deposited on his jacket and trousers by the decaying hammock.
"Oh, I'm always doing that," he said. "There's nothing I like better than rolling around in the freezing long grass to make myself cold and wet. That's my party trick. Do I get an apple and some peanuts?"
This sent the girls off into another paroxysm of giggles, but Elizabeth slipped a comforting arm through his.
"I'm sure we can do better than that, Monsieur MacLeod. What about a nice bowl of hot soup, followed by a glass or two of whiskey by a warm fire?"
Tough choice," Enzo said. "Rolled in the wet grass, or glass of whiskey by the fire?"
"Well, you've already done one of them," Alain laughed.
"True,"
Enzo was slowly recovering his sense of humour.
"No choice at all, then. Soup and whiskey it is."